Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, my.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. This is one of those days where, you know, all of us ducks that like to be on the golf course when it's raining, and there's a special feel to that when you're on the golf course in the rain. But with the lightning that we've got coming, you want to maybe not hold that stick quite. Yeah, just be really careful. We've got a flash flood warning that's been issued, and we're just trying to get through to everybody this morning, and it's been quite the challenge. We are getting through, the phone line is coming through the speakers, and so we're just kind of working everything out. So if you're hearing a couple of things at the same time, don't worry, we're getting it straightened out. Kind of like the National Weather Service is giving us an update. We're going to have some pretty heavy rain after noon on Kauai and Oahu. The National Weather Service expecting very heavy rain, flash flood warning for the island of Oahu. But some of the locations on Oahu, for instance, experiencing flash flooding or could be Honolulu, Waipio, Waiahole, Waikane, Kahalu'u, Ahui Manu, Pearl City, Aiea, Halawa, Mililani, Ka'ava, Moanalua, Salt Lake, Waikele, Wahiawa, Punalu'u, Waipahu, Kalihi, Kaneohe, and way up Wheeler Field. So just know that flooding and dangerous conditions can occur with the heavy rain coming down, 2 to 3 inches per hour last night. Flooding in drainages, streams, rivers, roads, properties, low-lying areas, possibly some public road closures. So stay tuned to the alerts that we get from HPD. And of course, in the steep terrain, landslides are also very much a possibility. Now we've got a mostly cloudy day. Thank you from the National Weather Service. Showers likely, isolated thunderstorms, Windward and Mauka. I was looking out of Mauka from Honolulu, and there was that lightning strike just scattering its beautiful light over the mountains. It was quite impressive, but it's spooky sometimes. Locally heavy rainfall possible. High today, 75 to 80. I'm surprised it's going to get that far. Easterly winds, 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. So that's what's going on in the weather. How about if you'd like to get out and play a round of golf? You know, why not? It's a beautiful day. Oahu, we do have tee times open. Pearl at Kalaau'au, 852 and 918. Hawaii Kai, there's a 908 and a 1014 and a 12 o'clock. Turtle Bay, 832, 956, 1110. Waikele, there's an 848. Also an 848 at Ewa Beach and 1010 at Ewa Beach as well. So there's some tee times there. The Sweethearts are out playing golf. Poipu on Kauai, 840, 1120, 1150. That should be a whole lot of fun. On Maui, Gold Course, on Wailea Gold Course, 840. The Emerald Course, 830 and a 920. Blue Course, of course, there's rain, you know, 850, 910, and 10 o'clock. And by the way, the Rain Men, the Rain Men, they're on the golf course. Probably all wrapped up. 908, 1040, 1120. And by the way, one of those really good garbage bags that you get really thick, you know, you can cut that, make a little puka, and there you go. You might want to put that in your golf bag in case it starts pouring rain and you don't want to get soaking wet. Makalei on the beautiful Big Island, 842, 918, 1008. The Peacocks, well, of course they're on the golf course. And I'm hoping that we're going to get in and talk to Mark Rolfing. He's scheduled right after this. We're going to just take one of those really quick little tiny, tiny breaks, and we'll be back with Mark Rolfing right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. the Newtown Range operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're just trying to get through to all of our guests, including Mark Rolfing. And unfortunately, we're having some technical difficulties this morning. Mark Rolfing, of course, is Golf Channel and NBC Sports and analyst, golf commentator, and host of Golf, that is, Golf Hawaii, Travel and Global Golf Adventures. So we're going to try to get through to him. In the meantime, I do have some kind of interesting little scenarios that I managed to put together just in case this would happen this morning again with our system, because the rain is not helping matters and the lightning probably is not doing us much good either. All right. Pacific Palisades, Tiger Woods, last teed it up in a PGA Tour event 2024, the Open Championship at Royal Troon. He was asked point blank on Tuesday, and this is from Golf Digest, point blank Tuesday, Riviera Country Club, if playing the 2026 Masters was off the table. His answer, pretty blunt, no. Hey, that's kind of good, isn't it? if it's not, you know, that's wonderful. Woods is serving as tournament host for the 100th edition of what was once known as the Los Angeles Open and is now known as the Genesis Invitational. And he's not playing this week, okay? He hasn't played in an indoor TGL simulator league that he helped found back in 2026. Was it back in or just 2 days ago? Yes, it was in 2026 this year. So the 15-time major champion offered no timetable to return to the PGA Tour, of course, if at all, nor debut PGA Tour champions. Somehow I doubt that he'll do that until he maybe turns 55 or 60. You know, he's eligible. He's 50. Yikes, what happened to the time? One thing he did confirm on Tuesday, he's still grinding away at home. I'm trying, put it that way, he said. Woods added that he's hitting full shots, though not all that well, on a daily basis. I love it that he's letting us know what's going on with his game. It's like, he used to not say any of that sort of thing, you know? No, I'm not doing very well, but I'm trying. He's also had, this is the really good news, no health setbacks. Just 4 months after he underwent a seventh back surgery this past fall. As for his Achilles, which he had surgery for after rupturing it in March of 2025, it's not an issue. He says, I can't dunk a basketball anymore, so don't have to worry about that. As far as the disc replacement, it's just sore. It takes time. Willie Z, Will Zalatoris, went through it, and it took him a while to come back. So that's, he just says, I'm a little bit older than Willie Z. It's probably going to take a little bit longer than it took Willie Z. So every time we try to call out to get to our guests, we get invalid option on our phone system. So we're just very confused, and I'm more than anything trying to let Mark Rolfing know, because he's asked us, of course, to call, and we're trying to, but we just can't get through. So we're going to give it a good shot. First, we're going to take a commercial break. And I may be reading to you from Golf's Life Lessons after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is that?
Come on. I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And still trying to get people to be able to call in, and we'll have something coming up soon. Casey Nakama is going to be on the show, with the Hawaii Junior Golf season year-round at the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. Things are still kicking off. Their instructors include Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, Asian Tour alumni Ben Hogan, PGA Tour alum. He won the Hilo Invitational, the Hawaii State Open, the JAL Rainbow Open, Makaha Open, Maui Open, Mid-Pac Open, Waikoloa Open, just a whole lot. So we're really looking forward to having them on. Let me see. We've also got Pate Clarkson coming in, hopefully Sports Information Director, Troon, Hawaii. And it looks like we might be getting a phone call. We've got some noises in the background. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to close the show and go back to music, because it's just last week we saw an emerging theme on the comebacks in professional golf. And this was really cool, with Colin Morikawa winning at Pebble Beach. I mean, seriously, after a 2.5-year PGA Tour victory drought and potentially putting himself back into major winning form, that was one of those really good to see moments in golf. And then there was a comeback on a very different situation. LIV Golf, Anthony Kim, after more than a decade. Okay, we're getting one of those alerts from the National Weather Service. Is that going through over here from the National Weather Service going on? Okay. Is that on the air?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think it's our phones.
Okay. So, okay, that's... Sorry about that. Let me get right back there, too. There was a comeback of a different magnitude, as I mentioned, on LIV Golf. Anthony Kim, a decade, 10 years in the golf desert, you know, not just playing on the LIV system. I don't know where they're playing, but, you know, on every given, it could be all grass for all I know. But him coming back after fighting injuries, mental health issues, and being relegated from the league, who had seemed to give him his very last chance, he outdueled Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm, okay? Two of the top dogs. And he won LIV's Adelaide tournament, captured his first pro title in 16 years, okay? I mean, kudos. Awesome. You just don't give up. There was a question about what happens when you get all tied up in your own frustration about the golf game. And, you know, it's so much of it's our own embarrassment, thinking negative thoughts about ourselves. And sometimes we just have to throw it off and give it a giggle. I know that's not easy, especially if you're playing for money or, you know, playing for whatever it is you're going for. But it's really important for your well-being. If you're going to go out and play 18 holes of golf, you want to come back feeling relaxed, had a good time there. I made some mistakes, but overall, it wasn't so bad. You know, and a lot of people say, why can I just automatically hit a four-footer into the cup? Not even trying, because, you know, the round is over, going to the next one, boop, there it goes, she goes, right? And but I can't do it if I'm focusing on it. That's just one of the many things that I wanted to bring up with one of our great teachers here in Hawaii, and I'm not sure that we're going to be able to get to him, maybe next week. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, yeah. Pacific Palisades, where Tiger Woods is teeing it up. No. Well, he did tee it up in 2024. It would be so cool if he'd play again. We'll see. He says maybe and maybe not. That's the only thing I get out of it. You know, if he feels like he can do it, he can do it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And that's the way you got to play. You know, if you're feeling right, if your back is okay, if your knees are all right, then go ahead and play. But don't hurt yourself when you're on the golf course. We got that exodus from LIV to the PGA Tour. Brooks Koepka asking the PGA Tour to reinstate him. Whether he's actually leaving is in final, of course. He probably wants to wait to find out if the PGA Tour will take him back. He really didn't rock the boat that much when he left the PGA Tour, so that may not be a bad thing for him, probably a very good thing for him. I don't know why this Brian Rolapp just left after being commissioner for, a couple of, weeks. It seems just, why? Why? And now we're looking for another person to come in. So we'll just have to see what's going on in this world of golf. with Casey Nakama, we were going to get out and practice hitting some balls, nothing too fancy. But you know what? If you can get up to the Newtown Golf Driving Range, you go up and have fun. It's the start of the high school golf season. It probably would be a great time to get the kids out doing a little bit of swinging. So I thank you very much for hanging in there with me. But you can get up to the Newtown Driving Range. I'm pretty sure they're open. I wasn't able to ask Casey. I'm not sure that if I even sent him a message, if I could get through at this point with our communication system so poorly handling the lightning strikes. Maybe that knocked us off the air, or not off the air, but off the telephone system. So we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're getting our calls in on Hawaiian Telecom. Isn't that wonderful? Casey Nakama, I just was talking about Casey, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted in 2015, Director of Golf, founder and owner, Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, Managing Partner, Newtown Golf Driving Range, Dean Wilson's coach, Michelle Weisford's coach. Welcome into the clubhouse. You got in. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Daniel. What kind of bad weather are we having here? What a problem.
You know, it's just been very strange. The phone didn't work.
Oh.
Yes, that was very strange. But are you open on this interesting day?
We are probably going to be closed today. We had some flooding last night. And so we're going to see this morning, once we get some sunlight, we can assess a little bit of damage that we had. So, but we might be closed for a day or two, so.
Yeah,
we'll see. And it's probably, you know, usually when it's raining like this, you know, players don't come out, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of perfect, you know. But
yeah, stay protected, you know, because of the thunder. and Lightning. So all those hardcore golfers are going to be at the golf courses and waiting to play. But, yeah, they can go out there, have some fun in the rain a little bit.
Wonderful. All right, let me ask you this question. I was talking about it earlier, just me, myself, and I. And the best way to handle nerves on the golf course, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you can, without even thinking, sink a 4-foot putt. You know, you're not even doing anything. You're just, oh, we're leaving the green. I'm just going to see if I can say, boom, boom, it goes right in. But when you're focusing and you're working and you're doing all this stuff to make it go in, it rolls right out. So, you know, how do you handle with a frustration of one of those moments that I can't quite get it right?
I think the situation of nerves affecting a short putt, let's say, or having to hit a certain shot, is more the fear of missing. And so when we're playing a game, to keep things in perspective, this is just a game, and it is not life and death. The fear of missing is what causes the problem. So I tell a lot of my most advanced players, don't be afraid to miss. I said, if you miss, you miss. But give yourself the best chance to make the putt, but do not putt or try and hit a ball with the fear in the back of your mind that if I miss hit this ball, what is the consequences? You cannot be worried about that. You got to just, you know, make a decision and say that, you know, if it misses, it misses. But the fear of missing is what I think that's also the root of people having yips and missing short putts. They're afraid to miss it. Don't be afraid to miss it. Just putt, and if it misses, it misses. You know, so that to me is the best way to combat nerves, because the nerves can overwhelm players, and it's only because of the consequence of missing. You know, missing the shot in a certain area, but the players cannot. You cannot play golf and have fun and be able to execute shots when you're constantly worried about where the ball might go if I miss hit the ball.
Excellent.
And so that's, you know, that's how I usually combat this with most of my players. Yeah. So.
Excellent. Yeah, that's really important, because you're freezing yourself up. You know, the more you try,
right,
the harder you tense up. And I often have people say, relax your wrist. And
just take a breath and stay calm. I like to use the word to stay calm. I try not to use relax, because relax is to when you want to fall asleep and you want to take a rest, and then you want to turn your body off and you want to relax. Well, you don't want that happening when we're playing. When you're playing, you just want to stay calm. Make sure you assess your situation and you know what you're going to do. Make up your mind, be decisive, and then just try and execute it. But, you know, just this is a battle with all players. Players hitting balls on a driving range. They're hitting balls and they're practicing. And when there's a lot of people that starts coming around the driving range, gets busy, there's a little pressure on each and every individual that's trying to hit balls, because they know in the back of their mind there's people looking and not actually watching and criticizing anything, but there's people around and watching. So there's a little bit of pressure there. So not worry about it. You're practicing and go through your routine and be focused on what you're working on and try and hit the ball to the target. And it has to do with just getting your mind right when you're getting ready to play. So, yeah, you know, so this part of the game is so mental, to get organized. And what I, like I said, be decisive. It's better to be decisive than correct. And that way you can just make a good swing and make a good stroke and make a good chip shot.
Should just take that one and have everybody print that out and put it on their on their
golf
bag.
Yeah, you know, just stay calm. Stay calm. Yeah.
Stay calm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It started the high school golf season, but I'm curious, what are the youngest kids that you have that you teach?
The youngest one in our program is about 8 years old, and they start at the beginner level, and then, you know, we start teaching them all the basic fundamentals. And I think my and then we take them all the way up to the advanced kids that all the way go to high school and getting scholarships in college. So our program goes from the very beginning, and we take them, and we take them all the way out to the top to get scholarships in school. So right now, there's also the season of accepting scholarships and deciding where they're going to go. So players are picking all their schools, so we're getting a lot of good news for some of our players that's deciding where they're going to go now. So, yeah, so it's a good time right now. And the golf season is starting for high school and intermediate golf, so everybody's ramped up and everybody's practicing a lot. So it's a good time right now.
Are these golf teams or individuals?
These are going to be all for teams, for school teams. So I think golf is one of the last sports that gets competed and completed before the school ends. So they start around now, they finish in May, and by that point, school's winding down and they're getting ready to finish school. So golf is one of the last sports, I think, along with maybe baseball and track and field, something like that. And that's the last sports for the year.
Excellent. I know. Do you help the kids, the ones that want to go on from high school into college, make the transition, make applications, particularly?
The kids, the schools do a great job, the counselors and getting the kids prepared and how to get ready to apply for colleges and stuff like that. But so when the coaches are inquiring about players, I talked to a few coaches that they'll call to see about character of players and their work ethic and stuff like that. So, yeah, Danielle, when I started teaching out at Omana, and we're talking about like 25, 30 years ago, it was just to get these kids to start playing from the bottom up, get more kids to be involved and start playing golf. And as it started to go and start to progress and more kids started to play, Tiger Woods turned pro in 1997 around there, and golf kind of had a junior golf blew up. And then Michelle Wee came around at about 2000. And then when all our programs were full and there was competition, kids are getting better, then we started to realize that there was a lot of kids that was starting to get scholarships, scholarship offers and scholarships to go play in college. So I kind of shifted my ideas and my program into getting some of these kids prepped and ready to go, because we've seen such a great opportunity. The parents love it, because once the kids get their scholarships, it's a load off the parents financially, because it's so expensive right now to go to college. So when these kids are working hard and they get scholarships, partial scholarships at whether it's a D1 level, or they're getting grants and the coaches are helping them get money for academic money, and coaches are helping them get their part of their tuition paid, it's a big burden off the parents. So now my satisfaction is getting these kids, the ones that are working as hard and they want to do that, because this game is so, this is another part of it, this game is so difficult, is that these kids that are trying to get scholarship, they got to work hard. And this is like in all sports. Once you decide that you want to go play golf at the next level in college, you got to work. You got to go hit balls. You got to be at the golf course. You got to be practicing until dark. You got to be putting sometimes, all the way until we say practice with the sun, yeah. Meaning that you look at the sun setting, and you can figure out, okay, I can play two more holes. And then when you come in, you're in the dark and you're kind of unsatisfied, you're not happy with how you're putting, and you get on a putting green, you start putting, and that's the normal for players that are going on to the next level. That is not something extra that you got. That is the normal of what the practice is. So I have so much more satisfaction now getting these kids ready. So once we see some potential in the kids, and usually we can see some kids are starting to get better and they have some physical ability from about 10, 12 years old, then I'll talk to the parents right away and let them know that, your child might have a chance here to progress to the next level. So, so it's been really satisfying for all our instructors to get kids that get scholarships. And so, that's a great thing that I think that we're doing now for us.
I think so, too. I think it's, and I want to go back to the youngsters, 8 years, 6 years, 7 years old. Why is golf good for child development?
It's we can tell, Danielle, early on which kids are spoiled kids, and they get disappointed really quickly when things are too easy. We can see that their attitude changes, you know, quickly, because this game is so hard at the beginning level. It is so difficult. So we're faced with, they are faced with so much frustration that sometimes when the kids are spoiled and they cannot handle that. And so if they stay in the program, they start to learn that life is going to be more like how golf is, rather than how, you know, things are at home, that where they might be able to get a lot of stuff, you know, and you know how spoiled kids are, they get everything that they need. In golfing, there's none of that. You earn every single thing you do, and they develop and they decide to they deal with that. So I've had some kids that are, how can I say this? It's not very talented, I guess, when they show up and they start playing. But in golfing, this is one thing that is for sure: a child that is not as athletically talented can practice their way to become a good player and become a very good player. Versus other sports, if you're playing one-on-one basketball and the person that you're playing against is a little bit faster than you, slightly more athletic, there is absolutely nothing you're going to be able to do. That person is going to beat you to the ball or whatever it is. But in golfing, players can out-practice a talented player and catch up. That's one of the greatest things, because you can have players that can practice the way to become good players. So sometimes, you know, we get the kids that are not making the basketball teams, not making the baseball teams, not making volleyball teams and soccer teams, because athletically, just not physically fast enough, let's say. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of gravitate towards golf, and they'll hit some balls, and the parents make them, you know, play golf, and they start to like it because it's just based on them, on what they're doing, and they're not really running up against other kids that are way more athletic. And in golfing, like I said, I've had some of the most athletic kids come and play golf and look so terrible in trying to hit a golf ball. But I hear that these kids are, you know, terrific baseball players and good basketball players. But this game is so humbling, is that we have kids that are good athletes that, you know, they look like they're clowns when they're learning how to play golf. It's crazy, but they stick with it, and it's amazing what we see from the time we get them, and they cannot hit a ball until we see them at, you know, by the time they're getting close to high school. I've had some kids that there was no way at 10 years old, I'm thinking this child is going to make a high school team. And by the time they get to high school, that's, you know, that's about 3-4 years that they start practicing. By the time they're 9th grade and 10th grade, they start making their high school teams, which is at 10 and 11 years old, Danielle, when they show up, we're thinking, oh my God, how are we going to do this? And you know, everybody that plays golf understands what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. But when, as adults, when you go to the driving range and you start playing golf, and your friends said, hey, come on, let's go play golf, and this is the first time you go to the driving range, it's difficult. It is very, very challenging. And so, but this game is so addictive, because once you start hitting the ball a little bit, there's something about this game that starts to grab people, and it becomes addictive, and it becomes an obsession for some people. I guarantee you, there's guys at work with putting mats in their offices, uh-huh, and they're constantly thinking about golfing. And some companies, that, you know, some people's businesses are lucky enough, they can set up a mat and a hitting area, indoor hitting area, and this game is crazy. It's like that, and that you can get obsessed with that, constantly thinking about it. And, you know, one thing about golfing, again, Daniel, I'm so excited about this one. One thing about golfing is that no matter how good your child is in playing basketball and football and baseball, it's very difficult to go participate in a game with your child. If they're playing baseball and basketball and football and volleyball. But if they play golf and the parents play golf, now we can go out on a golf course, go play nine holes at Muckalena Golf Course. We can go play nine holes at Pearl Country Club. This sport bonds families.
Yes.
Because the parents can play and participate with the kids. You watch your child, the best soccer player in the whole state playing soccer, and we can cheer them on, and we're proud of them. But we're not playing soccer with my. I'm not going to be playing soccer with my child, because it's just physically impossible. So, this is the one thing that is unusual or unique to this game. That we can participate with our children.
It's wonderful. It's there's a bonding that happens. There's a becoming comfortable talking with your parent without looking straight on. You know, when you sit down at the dinner,
right.
Everybody's looking at each other. Here you guys are walking along. You can say things without feeling like you're maybe making a mistake. On the child side, and then you can listen on the parent side and know when to maybe add some encouragement or whatever it is the conversation is flowing. So important that you keep that bond alive. I've got a
right. And, when the parents are involved with the kids, obviously they have to be involved in getting the kids to in all sports, getting the kids to practice and go to the golf course or whatever. I always tell the parents, once they start playing pretty good, I would take care of the criticism. I said, you guys take care of the encouragement and just keep on playing, have fun. But if they're going to be criticized, I kind of don't want the parents to be critical about what the kids are doing because golf is so hard. And I don't want them to get that feeling of dread thinking that, oh, my God, I'm going to jump in this car and on the way home. I played poorly today and my parents are going to lecture me about playing. So that's kind of a big thing that I start to tell the parents that I said, let that part of it, the golfing side, let it go because we'll take care of the criticism and seeing what they got to do. And it's, sometimes I'm tough with the kids. And I tell them, if you want to get better, there's certain mistakes that you cannot make. You got to be tough enough to, pull through. But I don't want the parents to do that.
Yes.
Because the parents, the kids, they turn off when the, there's no statistic, I don't know what it is in all sports, that kids turn off to the sport because of the parents going crazy. there's no statistics on that. But
there should be.
I guarantee you, there's a lot of kids. Yeah, there should be. There's a lot of kids that end up not playing some sports because the parents go crazy, scolding them and yelling at them, and because we see this at every level,
mm-hmm.
at Little League and basketball and golf. Even in golf, we've had parents that are yelling at kids in a parking lot and stuff like that. So, that's one of those things that when the kids are pretty good, they got to be nurtured correctly to stay with it. And it basically has to do with the parents, taking care of that part of it.
Casey Nakama is the Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted back in 2015, director of golf, founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. And you've got a great driving range that's open now. The reviews have been terrific. Can I eat, drink, and be merry?
Daniel, I talked to you about this before. We've been very lucky that we made some changes at the driving range. We're so central. There's the community base and Pro City IEA, that area is so supportive of our driving range. But we fixed it up. We put out some shading over the driving range, and we got really lucky with the Newtown Cafe because their food is really good. And then Asao Golf, Kellen Asao was becoming one of the best fitters and teachers on the island, and he was back at behind Cutter Ford by Waimalu, and we pulled him out of that corner, and we brought him up at our driving range. So now when we have so much traffic there, while people walking through kind of notice the pro shop, and they say, hey, let me pop in there, take a look, get my grips changed. Then they start looking at some of the new equipment. So, Kellen and his groups does a great job So we got a good combination of things over there. So the food is good. You know, it's a do-it-all pro shop. They fix equipment. They do fittings. And, you know, and we try to keep all our balls and mats really good. So the golfers, when they come, they have a great experience. One of the things, my partners are all golfers, yeah, Danielle, and they're all avid golfers. And so when we are having all our equipment, you know, let's say just driving range balls, we want our driving range balls to be pretty good all the time. Mm-hmm. So we will take those balls out pretty good. I want the mats to be pretty good because of the experience. Because if I go to a driving range and practice, I'm going to want a certain level of, you know, quality of a mat, just a hitting mat. I want the mats to be pretty good because that's one of the most disappointing things. If you go to a driving range, the mats are bad and the balls are bad and you're thinking, and the ball right now, you know, golf balls, a bucket of balls is getting expensive. So, you know, you're thinking, oh, man, I just paid this much for some balls and the balls are terrible and the mats are terrible. So we try to upkeep our stuff as much as we can because our group is all agreed that as golfers, we want the place to be nice.
All right. Now, I got to ask you, there's 28 parking stalls. That's still the number, yeah?
Well, we got 20 hitting stalls.
Hitting stalls, rather.
We got 29 hitting stalls, yeah. And our parking lot handles about 65 to 69 cars.
Oh, there you go.
And so, yeah, it's good. You know, usually during the summertime, some weekends, there's parking on the street, when it gets to that, we're really busy. But a lot of it has to do with the food, too. You know, people are coming in to eat dinner and pick up food in and out. So sometimes it looks really crazy over there, but there's cars going in and out picking up drive-in food. So
yeah. It's wonderful. But, so you're open Sunday to Thursday, 9 in the morning till 9 at night?
We last call is around 8:30. 8 o'clock to 8:30, depending on the waiting list and stuff like that. And then on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, our last call is about 9 o'clock, and it goes to about 9:30 sometimes when it's really busy. But yeah, so it's about our last call is about 9 o'clock.
Excellent. So no reservations necessary. Just get there, park. But there is a waiting list that starts at.
Sometimes when it gets really busy, Danielle. I mean, it's just one of those things it's a good problem that we're having.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it gets a little bit busy and there's a waiting list once they come to the window. And it goes pretty quickly. So, you know, guys hit their balls and they can see that there's a waiting list. So they hit their balls and then they turn the stalls back over so we can flip that stall to the next player.
Nice. That is really cool. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you, Casey Nakama. You are always welcome. Whenever you've got something going on, give me a call. Let me know what's going on so I can talk to you about it. Nice. Thank you.
Okay, I hope you get all your electronics squared away, then.
You rescued
tough
me.
Day.
You do know that.
It's a tough day.
Okay. Yeah. Aloha. We're going to come back. Pate Clarkson is going to join us. He's managed to get in. I think the phone system is working again. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me,
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ah, if you've been inspired to get out, and you can find yourself a place where you can hit balls off the mat and just practice, and maybe you'll be dry. But if you're going to get on the golf course, you're probably, going to run into a little bit of rain. Maybe a lot of rain. First off, let me give you the tee times. I don't want to scare you. Peacocks, they're on the golf course, and we're not talking about the actual birds. Makalei, there's an 842 and a 918. Volcano, 924 and 1048. And I've got to tell you, playing at Volcano Golf Club, you can see where the volcano is erupting, like right across the canyon, so to speak. It's pretty spectacular. All right. Now we've also got Poipu Bay, 840, 1120, 1150. The Sweethearts are out on the golf course at Poipu. And now back to Oahu. We have at Pearl at Kalaau'au an 852 and a 918. Hawaii Kai has a 908 and a 12 o'clock. Turtle Bay has a 956 and an 1110 at last check. Waikele has an 848. So does Eba Beach Golf Course. But, it's almost 8:40. Well, not quite. We've got about an hour or so. You can get that one if it's not gone already. You've got to call them. 1010, also available, Eba Beach Golf Course. And then Wailea on Maui, we've got on the Gold Course an 8:40. Could be taken already. Sorry about that. The Emerald Course has a 9:20. Blue Course has an 8:50, a 9:10. At 10 o'clock, but it's been raining, so there may be those openings still holding. And, the rain men are on the golf course. I was told to say that they're on the golf course. That's what their name is today. And, boy, mostly cloudy today. Showers likely. Isolated thunderstorms, Windward and Mauka. Whenever they say that, we could have, thunder and lightning. And it hasn't come, the lightning I haven't seen in so long. And then I turned, I was in the parking lot getting ready to come over, and boom, there she goes, right there, nice bright light. And I thought, oh yeah, this one's serious. The winds are out of the east, 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable later on this morning. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible, high 75 to 80. So that's kind of our Saturday. Big Island, Windward, mostly cloudy, showers likely, isolated thunderstorms. Pretty much the same story. Leeward, mostly sunny, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, locally heavy rainfall. Last night it was running like 2 to 3 inches an hour. That's a lot of water to be falling down. So we have a flash flood warning, and that is still in effect. 6:45 is when it technically stopped, but then they issued something else. So just know that there's a really good chance of flooding in drainages, streams, rivers, roads, properties, low-lying areas. There could be public road closures because of the flooding situations. Landslides are possible in steep terrain. And just some of the locations experiencing flash flooding have included Honolulu, Waipio, Waiahole, Waikane, Kahalu'u, Ahuimanu, Pearl City, Aiea, Halawa, Mililani, Ka'aava, Moanalua, Salt Lake, Waikele, Wahiawa, Punalu'u, Waipahu, Kalihi, Kaneohe, and Wheeler Field. So just be aware, and if there's something like thunder and lightning going on in your neighborhood and you've got a club in your hand, please don't use it, you know, because that could be very dangerous. All right, we're going to go. Pate Clarkson, Maui. Pate Clarkson is the Sports Information Director, Troon, Hawaii. Ka'anapali Golf Courses, Ocean Course at Hoku'ala. Pate Clarkson, how do you have the time for all of that?
Well, it keeps us busy, but when you're doing what you love, it never feels like you're working a day in your life, right?
Yes, sir. Now, the 2026 John A. Burns Intercollegiate is being played on the Ocean Course at Hoku'ala, or was played, right?
That is correct. We just concluded it. It was the 49th annual event. For context, it's the seventh longest event in Division I history. For those who don't know much about this tournament, back in the day, Governor Burns was a big proponent of trying to help UH athletics really compete with a lot of programs on the U.S. mainland. So he was involved in a variety of projects and fundraising efforts. Notably, he helped bring Aloha Stadium to the state. He helped with statehood itself. And shortly after he had passed, the University of Hawaii had decided to name this tournament after him. And the original coach, Bob Takano, created the event back in 1977 to really help UH compete with these teams that we had referenced. So it's been a wonderful event, and next year, it was really exciting as we approached the 50th anniversary of it.
Yeah, that is, it is. And I'm looking at all the different colleges sending teams: Loyola Marymount, UNLV, Texas A&M, New Mexico, Long Beach State, Utah, UTEP, St. Mary's, Brigham Young, San Diego State, Hawaii, of course, San Francisco. That's a lot of folks coming in from the mainland to Hawaii. Nice business for us.
It's wonderful for the state. We have 19 teams from 10 athletic conferences this year. In fact, 19 of those 15 were ranked in the top 100, and 7 were in the top 50. So it was a really marquee field. And for, you know, listeners who didn't have a chance to come on Kauai, as a reminder, UH men's golf plays on 4 different islands each year. In the fall, they historically will play at Ka'anapali, and then they'll follow that up on Oahu at Pearl, and then in the spring, they'll usually begin their season on the Big Island at Mauna Lani, and then they'll visit us on Kauai for the John A. Burns. So if you didn't have a chance to come to Kauai and see them in person, you'll have ample opportunities throughout the rest of this season and next season.
Wow. There was one, like UTEP and St. Mary's, California, came to tied for 7th, I think it was. Hawaii and San Francisco tied 18. But some of these guys are like professional. Tell us about how the programs work and how dedicated these kids are to come in and leave their classes and to play a collegiate event.
Historically, collegiate golf has missed more college class than any other collegiate sport based upon the amount of travel, but not only across the country, but internationally. And then when you include airfare both ways, practice round, one, sometimes 2-3 days of competition, and a return travel home, it's pretty extensive, the amount of time they're missing in class. So the golf teams in particular, you know, not only are they recruiting good athletes, but they need to include and recruit those who are pretty good academically, because they have a lot to juggle, and time management is of the utmost importance when it comes to that.
Yeah, do people from the colleges they're coming from travel with them? Who travels with them?
Yeah, most teams in today's era will have a head coach, an assistant coach, a sports information director, an athletic trainer, which will oftentimes be provided by the host university, and tutors. So, you know, it's really a team approach, even though it's an individual sport, that it takes to have these student athletes have success both on and off the course.
Yeah, and I want Hawaii to get more, you know, people behind them. We've got to support our University of Hawaii team, our golf team. get them going.
Absolutely. You know, this year, they had a couple injuries that had sidelined some of their marquee players. Everyone knows Anson Cabello, who a junior from Maui, who just recently competed in the Sony Open. He was regrettably sidelined on Kauai with an injury. And then Josh Hayashida, a senior from Oahu, who actually won the state title a couple years back at Kaanapali. He was also battling an injury. So when Coach Scott Simpson can get those players back, and keep the rest of his guys healthy, next season looks extremely promising for the Rainbow Warriors.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you. All right, so that was the 2026 John A. Burns Intercollegiate on the Ocean Course at Hokuala. Now we're going to go to something that's coming up, and this is for the ladies, the 2026 Big West Women's Golf Championship at Kaanapali. Is this... I think I read that it's just the fourth time since 1987 that the Big West Women's Golf Championship is going to be played here?
You are correct. You know, courses all across the western side of the country have been clamoring to host this event. So for the state to land it for just the fourth time since the 80s is big. There's going to be nine different teams to play a 45-player field. It'll be across 3 days. This is actually the last season that UH will compete in the Big West before their transition to the Mountain West starting on July 1. So it would be a wonderful way for the UH ladies to go out, hopefully on top, as they compete against not only some really good teams, but also the best of the best individual players from the conference. And the reason this event is so notable is because, depending upon how you finish, you can qualify or the NCAA regionals, and ultimately the NCAA championship. So there's a lot on the line. It's really exciting, kind of the players of today, the stars of tomorrow. And when Royal Kaanapali hosts this event in April, which will be from April 19 to 21, it's actually free for spectators. So if you're around, we would love to welcome you with open arms so that you and your children can come and watch these incredible players.
Yeah. Especially youngsters who are getting into the sport, so they can watch, you know, the older, the collegiate level, and be inspired by that. That'd be terrific. Now, I was curious, going back to the Big West and the Mountain West, what's the difference, and does that hurt us, Hawaii side?
Well, four programs from UH will stay in the Big West, including men's volleyball, women's beach volleyball, and I think swimming and diving. But overall, the transition will bring back some old-time rivalries. It will increase exposure for UH, some increased media rights revenues. And, you know, many people are energized by it, so I tend to kind of follow that thinking. And we're excited about kind of a new era for UH athletics.
Great. I'm so glad I asked that question. I'm like, if somebody wanted to volunteer to do, you know, be a part of, I don't know, behind the scenes, do you need volunteers for this event?
Well, you know, even if we don't need volunteers for this specific event, because it's a little bit of a smaller field, given that it's a championship, we host a variety of other events throughout the year in which volunteers are welcome. So if that's something that interests you, you are welcome to call the Kaanapali Golf Courses Clubhouse, and we can find out what the best role may be.
Wonderful. Yeah, a lot of people like to get involved, you know, and help out. And sometimes, you know, when you're no longer working and having to go to work every day, it's nice to have something to do. And attendance, again, one more time, Paige Clarkson has said this, that the attendance will be free for walking spectators, so you'll get some great exercise, and you'll learn a few things watching. Paige Clarkson is the sports information director, Troon Hawaii, the Royal Kaanapali Golf Course's Ocean Course at Hokuala. Did I leave one out? It feels like I've left one out.
You know, we have a variety of clubs in our portfolio. Some are full management, others are sales and marketing. But the most important thing is all of our properties are really honed in on kind of the growth of junior golf. And as you and I right now are talking about men's and women's events, And, you know, whatever we can do to help the growth of junior golf, we're happy to do so.
Excellent. I don't want to leave anything out that you wanted to bring up. Is there something that you'd like to add to our conversation?
Well, again, you know, speaking of junior golf, both Kaanapali and the Ocean Course at Hokkawala are rolling out revamped and improved junior golf programming in the weeks ahead. You can stay tuned on our social channels, on our website, or sign up for our email newsletter that will kind of lay out our first tee programming, Operations 36, and a variety of other programs that are catered towards, you know, growth both on and off the course.
And what is your website?
KaanapaliGolfCourses.com and GolfHokkawala.com.
Excellent. Okay. I'll try to. And what was the second one? KaanapaliGolf.com?
Correct. And GolfHokkawala.com.
GolfHokkawala. Okay. Thank you. I just want to make sure that I get to that. So, nine teams, Big West, converging on the course, Kaanapali Golf Course, Maui. This is April 19th to the 21st. And playing for the conference crown, Big West Women's Golf Championship. How many women are on each team?
They're going to have 56 players that will travel, and then 45 will compete. Or excuse me, 54 will travel and 45 will compete. So the nine teams will have one reserve in case something were to happen.
Okay. So another large contingent coming over. That's fantastic. Well, Paige Clarkson, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Mahalo, Danielle. Thank you for everything you do and look forward to speaking soon.
Yeah. Please let me know what's coming up and we can maybe do something even while you're at the 2026 Big West Women's Golf Championship. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Awesome idea. All right, come see Aloha Power's new selection of smart tools. That's right, it's a new selection of smart tools. I always get a little nervous. It's time to retire those big box tools, though. They've been, you know, banging. Maybe you need something a little bit without all the chips on it. Riding and walking mowers, they're there as well. Chainsaws waiting for you to check them out. Whackers, trimmers, and a whole lot more. We have service, parts, and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial-sized. You know, you mow it, then you blow it all together, and you bag it, and you're done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Now we're going to try to connect with Michael Patrick Shields, Ireland. He's going all over the world and sharing his experiences and, you know, the things that we might like to do. Should we be, like, retired and ready to make long-distance journeys, take a ship, a magic ship, and go across the sea and enjoy yourself? Michael Patrick Shields tends to, fly to his destinations, you know, because he's got to get there. And it's wonderful talking with him. So we're going to get connected, as it were. In the meantime, I did want to share with you the last time the Genesis Invitational took place at Riviera Country Club. It was a 236-yard par 3, fourth hole, that played as the third most difficult for the tournament. It yielded just 11 birdies, a stroke average of 0.204 over par. In other words, plenty difficult enough for the world's best. The iconic par 3, which Ben Hogan once called the greatest in America, features a Redan green. Cool. Doesn't that scare you? Yeah, it means it's angled from the front right to the back left, allowing players to aim well right of the pin, use the green slope to funnel the ball toward the hole. Oh my, if I were only that good, I say. It's the type of par 3 you could watch shots come in to for the entire day and never be bored. Okay, messing with it would be akin to drawing a mustache on Mona Lisa. You get the where we're going here? Unfortunately, that is what happened ahead of this week's Genesis, which is back at the legendary George Thomas Design after a one-year hiatus due to the Palisades wildfires that ravaged the local communities back in January of 2025. So this 236-yarder was lengthened by 40. So now it's playing 273-yard. Why are they messing with something that was, you know, panache and interesting? I don't know. Do we have Michael Patrick with us yet? Not yet, no. Okay. A number of players have asked about the change this week, among them Rory McIlroy. Let's just say he's not a fan. Quote, "I don't think four plays any differently. You're just hitting a slightly longer club." That's what McIlroy said following the Pro-Am round on Wednesday. He said, "I actually think, quote, it's a horrible change." Never one to mince words, Mr. McIlroy. When asked why, McIlroy pointed out that only 15% of the field hit the green when it played 236 yards in 2024. Then he made another fair agricultural point. Like, if you want it to be a 275-yard par 3, you have to change the apron leading up onto the green. And then he goes, now listen to this. This is very Hawaii. "It can't be kukuyu." When was the last time you heard kukuyu, right? Did I get that right? Because I never know that I've pronounced it right. It has to be another type of grass. Kukuyu, no. That, you know, it's got to be another type of grass that can help you run it onto the green. Because, again, in the right conditions, you try to fly that ball on the green with a 3-iron, it's going to land, it's going to finish up. On the 50, I have a phone line ringing, I think. I'm not sure. Let me see. We're trying to get, you know, connected with Ireland. For those who have never experienced kukuyu grass, it tends to grab, right, the golf ball, making it very difficult to run the ball up onto the green. So in the past, the big-hitting players of today's game could fly. It sounds like we have a flash flood warning coming in. It's a flash flood warning coming in. So just so you know. All right. You know, that just came in as we were talking about kukuyu. Much more important that we know about the flash flood warning that's in effect until 12:45 this afternoon. Dangerous, life-threatening situation. As they say from the National Weather Service, do not attempt to travel unless you're fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. All right. That's kind of the way it's going to be for the next couple of days, it seems. That kukuyu grass, it tends to grab the golf ball, making it really hard to run the ball up onto the green. So in the past, the big-hitting players of today's game could fly a mid-to-high iron up in the air, land it softly, and get it to roll toward the hole. Well, that's much harder to do now with a low iron or a wood in your hands, as McIlroy noted. The next best strategical choice would be to run it up, put the kukuyu grass. The kukuyu grass doesn't favor anything. So U.S. Open champion J.J. Spahn said, due to the softer conditions because of the recent rain, he was able to fly a 3-wood onto the fourth green on Wednesday and feed it down to the 6 feet. And he made par. You see, it is possible. All things are possible. Whether or not it's possible to get Michael Patrick Shields on the line from Ireland, we seem to be failing once again. And it's a shame because he's so much fun. A radio talk show host. He's an author. He's a travel writer. Host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. Award-winning syndicated talk show. A rare bipartisan talk show. And he's heard on 12 Michigan radio stations. And he's heard here in Hawaii when we can reach him. But apparently things are not going quite as we had hoped this time around. From Golf Digest. Yes, we're going to go back to Golf Digest. Thank you for rescuing me today, Golf Digest. Christopher Powers at the Genesis Invitational at the Riviera Country Club, Pacific Palisades. The last time the Genesis Invitational took place at Riviera Country Club, the 236-yard par 3 fourth hole played as most difficult for the tournament, yielding just 11 birdies, with a stroke average of 0.204 over par. In other words, it was pretty difficult. Indeed, it was. The green will only get softer as play continues, as they say. So, we've got Aloha Power Equipment's new selection of smart tools. It's time to retire those big box tools, riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers, a whole lot more. Just right there for you so that you can get in there, find out what's available. And when you're ready, you can get, one of those walking mowers. Make it a little bit easier. One of those chainsaws. Those whackers. Is this Michael Patrick Shields? Is this the one and only Michael Patrick Shields?
Are we on the air?
Yes. I can't believe it.
I'm going to watch my language then. Okay.
Good thing you
didn't. Jesus, I got to watch my language.
You've got to watch your language. Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. His home base is Beverly Hills, but I can't keep track of him. Where art thou now?
Let me be the first to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, the greatest holiday of the year, from the Republic of Ireland.
Yay, Ireland! I love Ireland. I'm serious. I'm not sure, because you travel so much, from the Emerald Isle to God knows where, or maybe you're on the Emerald Isle and you're traveling around the Emerald Isle, but I'm going
to
do...
You get to Dublin Airport, and, you can connect to the world. And from there, for instance, you might be surprised to know Aer Lingus had a nonstop from Los Angeles to Dublin, which is beautiful. Same way I'll get back when it's time. It won't be easy to get me out of here, though, because I have not been to Ireland since the pandemic. And, gosh, I always loved it, but I forgot how much I missed it until I got here.
Oh, yes.
And it's just fantastic. It's the hospitality of the Irish is renowned. It's not a cliche. It's real. And that's part of the joy. And so, for the golf world, you could just play your brains out forever and ever here. And it doesn't even take long, because when I left Dublin Airport, I went to Port Marnock, and I was there within less than half an hour, probably. And that is, of course, a very, very famous old course. But there's also a resort there called the Port Marnock's Links. And it's very fancy and very chic. And then you step outside and there's a old historic whiskey house next to the first tee. And in you go to a round on the Lynx land that's scenic and beautiful. And if you want an experience that's, you know, all four seasons in one day and a satisfying round of golf, that's a beautiful place to do it. And they'll spoil you after with a spa or, you know, some of the modern comforts of home. But for the golf world, you know, you could play all around Dublin, but go out into the wilds of Ireland, I say, and you'll have a great time. There's another hotel called Anantara the Marker, which has just been sort of renovated and restored. And for those of you who can't get out to the wilds of Ireland, this hotel and the architect has put all sorts of secret pieces of Ireland in the artwork throughout the hotel. And from the roof, you can see Aviva Stadium. There's a fancy bar up there. But if you look at the front of the hotel, it is, evokes the Cliffs of Moher, for instance. And I could go on with all these other elements that the architect has put in, but you really should do it for yourself. And at 6 o'clock, or half 6, as they would say, every evening, there's a poetry reading in the main lounge to set the sun on the day and warm your heart, hopefully, with a nice whiskey.
What's the weather like?
Oh, well, it's the same as it always is. It's a grand soft day, is what the Irish will say. If it's windy or if it's rainy, so that's the way to put it. Now, having said that, there was a Netflix film that was shooting here in Dingle in County Kerry, and they were at the Skellig's Hotel, and they wanted it to look gray and gloomy and windy. And, of course, you know what it's like to have a Hollywood production. They have it all set up, and what did they get? Sunshine all day long like it was Miami Beach. So, you know, it's what you get, and it's the part of the excitement of it all.
You're going to have to tell us a little bit about why it's the historic Jameson Bar.
Oh, the Jameson Bar, Jameson. And that's in the Portmarnock Hotel that I talked about, because that John Jameson comes from not far away, and it always has. And it, by the way, it goes nicely in an Irish coffee, which they have a little class there in that hotel in Dublin that will also teach you how to make it, and you get to make it, and guess what? You get to drink it, too.
Wow.
And I also popped up there just beyond there to Malahide, which is a really very cute little touristy town, and you can walk along the sea. And I went into a pub there, and they were watching all the horse racing. And I said, nobody's going next door to the betting shop to bet. And the bartender reminded me they bet on their phones.
Oh.
So even modern technology has come to Ireland.
Oh, say it ain't so.
But if you come now, I drove down to Tremore also in what's called the sunny southeast, since you mentioned the weather.
Uh-huh.
It's very near Waterford. And I went to a pub called the Vic, or the Victoria Pub. Okay. And I was so lucky to see some old friends there. And the Six Nations rugby game was on, because the tournament is on right now. And it was Ireland versus Italy. And they sang both of Ireland's national anthems before the game, because politically they have to do that. But can you imagine being in the pub at 1 in the afternoon and having the entire pub on a Saturday on their feet singing the Irish national anthem before a game? Oh, it's what you would hope for, right? To have something so spirited and festive like that.
Yes, absolutely. And being so involved, you know, and just taking care of their team, wanting to be there. So weddings, golf, meetings, events, fabulous dining, all of that's going on right there. Portmarnock, is that correct?
Oh, we can come up with trickier Irish names if you really want to play that game. But since you mentioned weddings, you might recall that I was married once in Dingle, County Kerry.
That's right.
And that's in the far southwest. So I made a pilgrimage back there to the Benner's Hotel, which is in the center of town. And it is it hasn't changed a bit, except they modernized and made the rooms more comfortable, perhaps, and more of the things that you'd hope for. But when you walked into that lobby, it's just a beautiful old-fashioned place right in the center of town. And you can take what's called the Sleighhead Drive, which will put you, 300 feet or more above the sea on a road that goes right along the edge. And there's even golf there. It's called Cane Chabal, a very, very natural course in Dingle. And that's my adopted hometown. And I always tell people, you know, it's not easy to get to because, well, it's the far end of Ireland. But that's the Ireland you're looking for. They're still speaking the Irish, and there's lots of music and weddings from time to time, too. It's a fishing village and a genuine Irish place. And so I recommend that. And speaking of golf, I made a little pilgrimage to the place where Rory McIlroy got married.
Huh.
Ashford Castle,
wow.
Which is up north of Galway, near a town called Cong. And you can see why he got married there. It's probably the most luxurious, amazing, pastoral place in all of Ireland. And it's got a lot of history. And so it's called Ashford Castle. It's part of the Red Carnation Hotels. And he's not the only famous person. Another great Irishman who played 007, Pierce Brosnan,
yes,
was married there.
Wow.
I resisted the temptation, you know, as if I could find a bride. But, you know, if I ever did and I had the kind of coin. And the beautiful general manager who's been there for decades, he says to me, he's Irish, of course, so he's got this kind of wit. He says, when you pull into the gate and onto the estate, your jaw drops, he said. And that's even before you see the bill.
Very nicely put, sir. I'm Michael Patrick Shields. I am so glad to hear you. We're out of time. I apologize profusely, but I want to know, where are you going next?
Hopefully back to Ireland in not too long. By the way, the phrase for Tourism Ireland is Ireland goes beyond. And if you go to Tourism Ireland, you can plan your trip. And take all my advice, because I promise it's rock solid.
Rock solid. Yeah, he wouldn't tell you anything other than rock solid. We're going to close the show. Now, I want to thank you.
Longapole.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. Newtown Driving Range as well. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. Aloha Power. Work smarter, faster, and easier. With a selection of riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and more. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. It's open Monday through Saturday, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.